It sure is a sign of the times, isn't it? So anyways, me and Jeanette were diagnosed with COVID this week. Our symptoms started last Sunday, and so the CDC and our doctor said that you have to isolate for 5 days and then wear a mask for 5 more days. And I know there's lots of opinions about the mask or not, but as your pastor and as a main contact point in this place, I am going to try my best to keep all of you healthy as best I can. And so I'm doing the best I can of what they're telling me and what to do. So having said all that, there is no other name above the name of Jesus Christ, and that includes Amen. COVID. And so let's just take a second to pray. I know it seems like right now our small little church has taken on a lot of attacks. There's strife in relationships, there's health problems, there's people passing away. Just seems like all of our families are under attack right now. So before we go any further this morning, let's just pray for a moment and ask God's blessing on us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you so much for your love for us. Because, Lord, 1,000 years from now, COVID's not going to make one bit of difference. We're not going to be talking about Republicans and Democrats and Congress. That will not ever come up in the conversation 1,000 years from now. What will be the conversation is your glory, your presence, the wonder and awe of you, Lord. We'll be standing right in front of you, looking straight at you. And, Lord, we just look forward to those days when we're in heaven and we can see the fullness of what the price of Christ paid for. And that's our full relationship with you. So today, Lord, I just lift up the flock of God here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. And I pray for complete and divine health right now in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of COVID, the spirit of affliction, spirit of infirmity, spirit of sickness, and we bind you in Jesus' name. We command you to go wherever Jesus sends you. And Lord, we believe your word, because your word says that through the stripes of Jesus Christ, we've been healed. So Lord, we just receive it right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, as the pastor of this place, I just declare Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He's Lord of me and Jeanette. He's Lord of every other man, woman, and child in this place. He's Lord over all. And if he's Lord, then that means anyone that wants to attack us has to come through him. So we declare Jesus Christ is Lord of all, over our relationships, over our health, over our finances, over our homes, over our jobs, over everything we're putting our hands to, and over everything, every person that carries our DNA. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And so, Father, today, as we continue to talk to each other, as we worship you with all that's in our hearts, Lord, as we get into your word, I pray in Jesus' name that we would have a supernatural encounter with the living God. Lord, please don't let any of us leave here the same as we showed up. Please, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. And everybody agreed, saying, Amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. Did you get your bulletin? Okay. So as you can see, it's the new format still. We just started that this year. Today's title is Fishers of Men. That's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm kind of hooked on Simon Peter theme for a few weeks now. I've been talking about how, you know, he talks in his epistle how we can be divine partakers of the divine nature through precious promises. And so I just want to kind of launch off of that. What was the first precious promise that Peter was given? I'm going to answer that question a little bit, and we'll go into that in depth. But before we do all that, I just want to remind everybody that the men's breakfast is 2 weeks from yesterday, January 22nd. So we'll be meeting here at church for a good time for that. We have a children's meeting next week, next Sunday, 15 minutes after church service gets out. I know, it's exciting. So obviously it seems like no time ever since I've been a Christian and been part of the church is there such a pressure to slow the church down and to get it to stop, just sit back and wait. And that's the opposite. We used to call that back in the 90s, we used to call that the bus stop mentality, where basically Christians, you get your little bus ticket and you're waiting for Jesus to come back so you can get on the Jesus bus and go to heaven. It's like, no, we're the exact opposite. We're on the move. And so once again, we're going to try to get the children's church ministry going, the nursery going, because we want to affect this community around us. And there's lots of families around us. Amen? And so this meeting, next Sunday, 15 minutes after whenever church service gets out, we're going to meet here. Lunch will be provided. It's for all the people that serve in children's church, all the people who have kids in children's church, and all the people that are interested to be involved in that ministry. So if you have a kid going there, or think you're going to have a kid, maybe you think soon you can have a child, it is for you. So we just really want to try to get as many people involved as we can. Years ago, we would have just a few people involved, and they all had to do like 2 weeks in there. Some people are doing 3 weeks out of every month. And so my heart is to try to get enough people involved so that you're only in there once a month. And we can be excited about being in there. We're praying about it. We're encouraging each other. And it's something that we'd want to invite other people to, young families. Hey, why don't you come on in? We've got this great children's ministry. So this is the beginning of that. So I just want to invite everybody. And like I said, lunch is going to be provided. It's going to be a great meeting. So I also want to just say thank you to everyone that's been serving here and doing all the things that you've been doing. Me and Jeanette, you know, like I said, we had COVID this week. And so you do a lot of sitting around doing nothing. And it just gave me time just to think again about our church family and this church and God's faithfulness and your guys' faithfulness. I just want to say thank you so much to all of you for all that you do. So many of you do so many different things here, and I just want to say thank you, and God bless you. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. I really believe that God's on the move, and I mean, I believe it because he says it, and I see it in his word, so it's true. And I also know that he's building things behind the scene. If I don't share it, you guys won't really know. But a couple of months ago, I was contacted by a group that wanted to be able to use one of our rooms once a week so they could come in and pray for the neighborhood. And so God always gets prayer moving, and then he answers prayer. And that's when you see things happen. God's already doing that outside of us, bringing people from the neighborhood to come into our building to pray for our neighborhood. So that's pretty amazing. And I've had an area pastor, he pastors a church on 28th Street. He got a hold of me, and we're meeting this Tuesday to talk about how we can reach the lost in our neighborhood. And so God's doing something. It's interdenominational, and it's a Hispanic group that comes in on Wednesday. So it's interracial, too. So I'm excited about that because I want to be open and affirming and inclusive the biblical way. Amen? All right. Well, God, we just thank you and praise you for all that you're doing in our midst. You're a great God. You're an awesome God. You're the God that saved each one of us through your grace and your great love. And you literally changed our everything because of who you are and you deciding to love us. And after that, everything changes. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you so much for your great, extravagant love to us. Lord, as we give to you today, would you fulfill one of your precious promises? And one of those promises says that you love a cheerful giver. Another one of your promises says we can't outgive you. So, Lord, would you keep your promises? Would you show us the answers to your promises in our lives as we cheerfully give to you? Please bless this offering and bless the givers. I ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
This one's for you, Cass. Mm-hmm. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cassie. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Spankings will be in the foyer after church.
Watch out.
All right, would you please stand and worship the one and only God this morning?
Amen.
For my God is alive, this Jesus.
Listen to this out of Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. You have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave, and you have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his,
Amen.
And give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name.
Amen.
For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, all of us, I think most of us, if not all of us, could say we've had a tough week, a tough month. It's been a stretch here. We've gone through some stuff. But guess what? It's morning time, and guess what that means? It's time to sing for joy to the living God who saved us. Amen? Let's sing for joy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I am surrounded on every side. Can't see the light of day, but I am persuaded.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we mean every word of these songs to you. We want to live our lives every day, everything we're doing, every activity, every conversation, Lord, bringing honor and glory to your name. Holy Spirit, would you fill us with God power so that we can be the people, the saints that you say we are. Will you bring reality into the promises of God that say we're no longer sinners, we're no longer broken vessels, we are saints made whole by the blood of the Lamb. I pray for dunamis power for each one of us now to be able to proclaim the truth that the Son of God died a horrible death for us, for people just like us, that he was buried for 3 days. He came back to life as proof that the debt was paid in full. Father, your great love made all this possible. And I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would make us now a fruitful people that declare your glory, your love, and your grace to this broken world. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, literally the one and only risen Savior. And all of God's people said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. Appreciate it. Once again, we just want to express our condolences to the Pipple family and just want to say that we're still here for you. If there's anything that you guys need, we know that the service for Lois's dad was on Friday, and it was a good service because they could declare openly that he's in heaven, that he believed in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So praise God for that, that your dad had a great testimony, and look at the heritage that he's left behind. What a great testimony. God bless you guys. May God continue to heal you, all of you, including the ones that aren't here. Maybe you hear it on tape. Amen? Amen. Well, I think the kids are staying in here with us, mostly because they're in Arnie. But they're here by faith. Amen? Father, I just want to take this opportunity just to say we bless the children's ministry in this church. We bless the moms, the dads, and the kids. Lord, we bless young families in this place. This is a place that's been called to make a difference in young families. So, Lord, even on a Sunday where there's quote-unquote no ministry happening, even on this Sunday, Lord, we speak your best blessing into young families in this place in Jesus' name. Lord, we're asking for a harvest of young lives and young families in this place so that the future, the plan that you have for the future in this neighborhood is created by young Christian families. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, awesome. If you got your Bible, could you please hold it up? We're going to make a declaration that we make most Sundays. All right. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. And I confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. And I will never, ever be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Okay. So, as I said earlier, today I'm going to be talking about, the title is Being Fishers of Men. You know that, could you close that door in back, please? Try to help it warm up in here. It's a pretty cold day. I know that most of you are familiar with, I think all of you, as I look around, I bet all of you are familiar with the story where Peter went out fishing at night, and he comes back, and he hadn't caught anything, and Jesus tells him to go fishing, and so he does go fishing, and there's this whole interaction. So today, I just want to talk about kind of launch off of the promises of God, because I've been hitting that pretty hard lately, talking about that through the precious promises of God, we can be partakers of his divine nature. And so one of the first promises, if not the first promise that Peter received, Peter, the guy that told us that through these precious promises we can be partakers, first promise that this Peter ever got was Jesus told him that he would be a fisher of men. That promise goes to Peter, and it goes to all of us too. Jesus tells us as disciples that we're going to be fishers of men. Now, he doesn't say if you're a churchgoer, you're going to be a fisher of men. He didn't ever say that. He said, if you're my disciple, I will make you fishers of men. And so somehow, as born-again Christians, we have to lay hold of that. We have to, for ourselves, say that's truth. Jesus said it. I believe it. It's truth. Right? So somehow we got to say that. So I'm a disciple. I am a fisher of men. If I'm not a disciple, then I'm not going to be fishing for men. That's pretty simple. But since I am a disciple, then I'm not going to make Jesus a liar. Because Jesus said, if I'm a disciple, that's the only if, then for sure I will be a fisher of men. I take him at his word. That's what he promised. So, still something missing. Because when I examine my life, honestly, it doesn't seem like I'm fishing a lot of men. Let me just take a real quick second. So far this year, I'll introduce you all the people I've led to the Lord. That was easy. How about you guys? If we had to one by one come up here and line up the people that we've led the Lord so far this year, how many of us would have one on every step or a couple? I think we all get the point. I'm a disciple. I am a fisher of men. Period. So whatever it takes for me to lay hold of that promise and believe God for that promise to come through, I'm going to believe him. Because he said it, he's going to do it. Of all the faiths, all the different religions on this planet, you know one of the big things that separates us from all the other ones? Is God wrote down his promises in the Bible. He literally promises us this promise about his promises. He says he'll watch over his word to confirm it to us. It will never, ever come back to him empty and void, but it will always perform what he sent it out to do. That's what he says, Isaiah chapter 55. So I want to encourage me, and I want to encourage you guys. What has God promised us? And let's lay a hold of these promises. This might sound familiar, because it kind of is. I'm going to keep overlapping my messages until we start seeing people get born again around us. Amen, Pastor, let's do it. Yeah, I want to see a mighty harvest. Let's go. Amen, come on. Let's get excited. Maybe I watch too much football, but I'm just used to when somebody does something good, they kind of go crazy. Now, I don't expect you guys to shave your bodies and then put, like, blue paint on it. I'm not asking for all that. But just a little bit of positive affirmation when I say some truth would be really encouraging to me. So help me along here. Awesome. Okay. Appreciate you, Arne. So we've been given great and precious promises. None are greater than we're going to be good fishermen, fishers of men. Nothing's greater than that. So before I go too much further, I'm going to ask Jake to play this video. Some of you may have seen it. This is from the Chosen series. So you can just YouTube this and get this thing right at home.